Hey everyone, this is Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. We are in Deuteronomy chapter 26 in the World English Bible, and it says this: It shall be when you have come into the land which Yahweh your God gives you for an inheritance, possess it and dwell in it, that you shall take some of the first of all the fruit of the ground, which you shall bring in from your land that your God gives you. You shall put it in a basket and shall go to the place which Yahweh your God shall choose to cause his name to dwell there. You shall come to the priest who shall be in those days and tell him, I profess today to Yahweh your God that I have come to the land which Yahweh swore to our fathers to give us. The priest shall take the basket out of your hand and set it down before Yahweh your God's altar. You shall answer and say before Yahweh your God, My father was a Syrian ready to perish. He went down into Egypt and lived there, few in number. Then he became a great, mighty, and populous nation. The Egyptians mistreated us, afflicted us, and imposed hard labor on us. Then we cried out to Yahweh, the God of our fathers. He heard our voice, saw our affliction, our toil, and our oppression. He brought us out of Egypt with a mighty hand, with an outstretched arm, with great terror, with signs, and with wonders. And he has brought us into this place and has given us this land, a land flowing with milk and honey. Now behold, I have brought the first fruit of the ground, which you, Yahweh, have given me. You shall set it down before Yahweh your God and worship before him. You shall rejoice in all the good which your God has given to you and to your house and to the Levite and to the foreigner who is among you. When you have finished tithing all the tithe of your increase in the third year, which is the year of tithing, then you shall give it to the Levite, to the foreigner, to the fatherless, and to the widow, that they may eat within your gates and be filled. You shall say before Yahweh your God, I have put away the holy things out of my house, and also have given them to the Levite, to the foreigner, to the fatherless, and the widow, according to all your commandment which you have commanded me. I have not transgressed any of your commandments, neither have I forgotten them. I have not eaten of it in my mourning, neither have I removed any of it while I was unclean, nor given any of it for the dead. I have listened to my God's voice. I have done according to all that you have commanded me. Look down from your holy habitation from heaven and bless your people Israel and the ground which you have given us, as you swore to our fathers, a land flowing with milk and honey. Today, Yahweh your God commands you to do these statutes and ordinances. You shall therefore keep and do them with all your heart and with all your soul. You have declared today that Yahweh is your God, and that you would walk in his ways, keep his statutes, his commandments, and his ordinances, and listen to his voice. Yahweh has declared today that you are a people for his own possession, as he has promised you, and that you should keep all his commandments. He will make you high above all nations that he has made, in praise, in name, and in honor, that you may be a holy people to Yahweh your God, as he has spoken. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, may it be that we obey these words of Moses, that we would choose this day who we would serve, that we would listen to your voice, to really place ourselves in a position to hear. And Lord, forgive us for living in a noisy, chaotic world. We can't necessarily help that, but we can always make a decision, Lord, to hear your voice. We can quiet the noise and listen to you. Lord, we thank you that you have brought us to a new place. We thank you for all the imagery here of leaving the land of Egypt and coming into a land that is flowing with milk and with honey. Lord, there's so much here. And I love what my husband says about the book of Romans, that when you read the book of Romans, you cannot extricate it from the Exodus, that there is so much there about the Exodus in the book of Romans. And so, Lord, thank you for that, and help us to read that book with this in mind, the Exodus. Lord, help us to live our lives with the Exodus in mind, knowing that we were captured and enslaved by sin, and yet you chose to rescue us, love us, set our feet upon a rock, making our footsteps firm. Lord, many will see and trust and know you because of what you have done in us. Lord, we don't deserve your love. We don't deserve to be a part of this new kingdom and this new thing that you're doing, but you still put us to work, and we are so humbled and grateful about that, Lord. Help us to hear your word, to obey your voice, to know your commandments, to know your word, and to honor you with our lives today. We surrender afresh because you are worthy of that surrender. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. Today is brought to you by Deborah Ann Mott, who has written a book called Are You Willing? She just has a heart for you to know that Jesus loves to forgive your sins. He uses his authority on earth to forgive you your sins. It's hard when we have some regrets from the past, from some particular sins that we have been overwhelmed by. It's hard for us to really believe this and to live his received forgiveness and his and mercy as well. Lord, I'm starting to pray again because I just got so excited. But anyway, Deborah Ann Mott has created this book, Are You Willing? And she would like to get that into your hands. You can find it at her website, and it's called theelephantgospel.com. And there you can find out about that particular book as well as The Elephant Gospel. So thank you so much, Deborah, for sponsoring Pray Every Day. I so appreciate you.